Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already September 12th and 13th, so Labor Day has come and gone. On Labor Day weekend on Monday, I did the St. Charles race in the Seacoast. Normally, as I said a couple weeks ago on the radio show, I normally do the Francistown 5-miler, but they did not have it this year, so I went over to the St. Charles race, which was well attended with all my running friends, and great Labor Day weekend, as always. And of course, but always when Labor Day rolls around, you feel like another year has flown by. It just seems like we went from, you know, very cold and snowy winter to the summer, and now we can already talk about next winter. So, of course, the radio show has afforded me a great opportunity to feature community partners and other organizations. And with me this weekend is Elise Pashigian. Did I pronounce that correct?
Perfect.
Excellent. One of my best friends is John Aftandilian, and we're actually having a high school reunion. They always like the fact that I pronounced his name correctly. So Elise Pashigian. Got it. Okay. So Elise, of course, I know her through, we'll talk about this, through the Arthritis Leadership Council. She is with Massage Envy, and we for years have had a great partnership with the Arthritis Foundation. But I first want to talk about you, Elise. Tell us about your history. I know you grew up in Merrimack Valley, and you're an RN and so forth, but I think the audience would be interested to hear all of your great background.
Well, I'm now on my third career, so I can start at the beginning. I was a nurse at Mass General for 20 years. The last 10 years, I was cultivating a manufacturing company where I designed and manufactured clothing for women, and started out the career doing exercise wear, that fitness wear, because I was heavy into fitness for women. And that parlayed into a manufacturing company where I did private label for catalogs and stores. And in 2008, which was when I decided that I wanted a career change again, I needed to stay closer to home. My aging parents needed my attention. So it brought me back to home, because at that time I was at the end of my career in design. I was traveling all over the world, I was manufacturing in China and Vietnam. Needed to be home. And so I walked into a Massage Envy and I became a member, and I looked around and I said, okay, this is something that I can do. It brings me back to my health and wellness days. And I ended up purchasing 3 licenses. My first location is in Cambridge, Massachusetts, which I started in February of 2011. My second location is in Nashua, New Hampshire, which I love and adore because it brought me closer to home. And that started in June of 2013. And my third location will be in the Merrimack Valley in Methuen, Mass., even closer to home, which I still think of home as Merrimack Valley. And that will open up sometime at the end of November, beginning of December.
Awesome. Tell us about, I am curious, I'm into, as you know, a lot of fitness, and I've seen the evolution of fitness wear. So we'll get into Massage Envy in a moment, but you must have seen quite a transformation in the clothing, the technology of the clothing, of what you work on. So tell us a little bit about that. I think the audience would be interested in that.
Absolutely. So I don't know if you remember, Tom, when Malden Mills was...
Of course, yeah. Okay. Well, right. I used to be a customer of Delta Dental Plan of Massachusetts when I was in Massachusetts. Well, go ahead.
Okay, so I started working with Malden Mills back in the day, even before Malden Mills grew, and I was making fitness wear using the typical Lycra, you know, things that was out there. In fact, Reebok, I was... trailing Reebok. I started it at the same time that Reebok started, and of course they were a big company at the time. But I started making cover-ups and things for women to wear to and from the gym, and I used Malden Mills fabrics right around the time of the fire. Remember the big fire
at
Malden Mills? Okay, so...
It was a great story, how the CEO took care of the employees' families and so forth.
Yes. So at that same time, I was working on these, it's kind of funny evolution, but I was working on cover-ups, and a company picked up one of my designs and put it in a catalog. At the same time, I was picked up by the Boston Globe. There was an article in the Boston Globe, and so my evolution of coming to be started, my business started growing. So I had started it out of my house at that particular point in time. I got myself a space, and then I hired sales reps, and that whole evolution of working out and working out where from the streets to the gym was happening, and that's how I started my business. It then evolved, and I did a lot of outerwear. It ended up being an outerwear business, and my last order was from Coldwater Creek. I did 250,000 jackets in polar fleece.
Wow.
So yeah, so it was. I had a love affair with polar fleece, and it started out with Malden Mills.
Pretty impressive, and I think for the listening audience, some of you may remember the Malden Mills story of the fire, but I would encourage you to Google it and see how the CEO did his best to take care of the employees and their families. And they happened to be at the time, I'm pretty familiar with it because I held a similar position down at Delta Dental Plan of Massachusetts. Okay, so now fast forward. So you fall in love with massage envy. Now,
yes.
Falling in love is one thing. Then how do you get licensed? Because I do know that massage envy has close to 1,000 locations in nearly all the states in the United States. So you just can't walk in and say, I want to do massage envy. So tell us how that history evolved.
So, first of all, there are over 1,000 locations in 49 states at this particular time. I think there are 1,080. I literally walked into a Massage Envy, thought it was a great business plan, and started and contacted our regional developer and started doing my due diligence. So talking to other owners from across the country and decided that I wanted to do three licenses and purchased two to begin with, and then followed up with a third. And the rest is history. It was as simple as that at the time. You know, Massage Envy itself does have a screening process. You have to meet certain criteria. The fact that I was, in the field of nursing prior to, and I had a strong connection with the wellness industry didn't hurt, and the fact that I knew how to run a business didn't hurt either. So
So you had a great combination. You had the trifecta. You were an RN,
yep.
You were in the wellness. You had run a business, you know what that's like. And of course, you have overall passion and want to work hard and are very enthusiastic. So with that trifecta, you're very successful.
Thank you. I try.
Very good. Now, of course, you and I connected, Elise, because we're both members of the Arthritis New England, New Hampshire Leadership Council, and this is not about necessarily the Arthritis Foundation, but just a heads up for everybody, as we get closer to November and December, just a reminder, we've got the Jingle Bell runs coming up, and we had a very, very successful arthritis walk, which which began at Eversource, and we walked into Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. It's quite moving because, again, and I'll use any opportunity to say this, people don't realize that more children, for example, are affected by juvenile arthritis than juvenile diabetes, which may surprise you. And, of course, many, many, many thousands of adults are impacted by arthritis. And one of my goals is to get people comfortable with talking about it in the same way we celebrate prostate cancer walks and, excuse me, breast cancer walks. We need to be as comfortable celebrating, you know, research in arthritis and be comfortable with the walk. The new color, by the way, will be green, rejuvenating green. The old brand was blue. So when we did the walk in August, we were all wearing blue T-shirts, but next year it'll be green. So tell us how the history, if you can, of the national partnership between Massage Envy and the Arthritis Foundation.
I absolutely can.
Super.
4 years ago, Massage Envy, in 2011, Massage Envy transitioned from working with the Susan Coleman Foundation to working with the Arthritis Foundation because they felt as though it was a better fit for what our industry is involved in. I would say at least in my two locations, 75% of our clients have some form of arthritis, whether it be fibromyalgia, lupus, for the more serious of diseases. We do not see as many children, however, we are involved greatly with that. But 4 years ago, Massage Envy decided they were going to partner with the Arthritis Foundation. And 4 years ago, I was asked by our regional developer to spearhead a liaison partnership with the Arthritis Foundation of New England, the different chapters. It's taken a while. It's evolved. September or October, it depends on when they decide to run it, we have 1 day a year where Massage Envy all over the country donates $10 from every hour service to the Arthritis Foundation. And this year, it'll be, it's in a few days, it'll be September 16th. And we're all very, very excited about it. There in New England alone, there are 33 locations that will be participating. And
well, Elise, let's hold it right there because that's I want to really emphasize that because that's just coming up in 4 or 5 days. So let's after commercial break, let's talk about the September 16th event and more on the partnership. So Elise Pashigan, thank you for coming in, and we'll return with Elise after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and with me this weekend is Elise Pashigan, who is with Massage Envy. And Elise was about to tell us about this big event coming up on September 16th. But before I return to Elise, again, want to thank my running friends for a great Labor Day run, St. Charles. It's great to see children, and it's great to see the people that run the orphanage, and it was just a great event. And on the affordable care front, my real job, I can tell you that while the Affordable Care Act may or may not prove to be affordable, it has definitely improved access. We have many thousands of individuals in New Hampshire who have purchased a very cost-effective dental program through the healthcare.gov, which is New Hampshire's public exchange. And we also created a private exchange called DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, and people that either have had trouble navigating healthcare.gov, although it's much more efficient than it was last year, or just simply want to use the private exchange, DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, you can buy a very affordable plan, and people tell me it takes all of 45 seconds to navigate and purchase a cost-effective dental program. So oral health is important. As you've heard me say many times, you can't have good overall health without good oral health. And I think that's probably true. You can't have good overall health without a good massage. So that's my nice segue back to Elise. So tell us again on September 16th. So $10 for every visit goes to the Arthritis Foundation of New England. Tell us more about that. And again, I just want to it brings tears to my eyes to know that how committed Massage Envy is to the Arthritis Foundation and the fact that this is one of the ways we help people with arthritis.
So I'm very, very excited about Healing Hands for Arthritis. That's the name of the event that we do every year. And last year, we raised over $1 million for the Arthritis Foundation through our one-day event. It's extremely fulfilling to know that we can do this for the Arthritis Foundation. There are several things that are involved. On top of that one day, each location has a fishbowl where we also take donations so that we can donate it after that one day. And so it comes out to actually more than just the $10 per 1 hour service. There are other things that we are doing. I want to go back to talking about how we started this.
Sure,
and in the New England area, we started, as I said, I was asked 4 years ago to be a liaison between the Massage Envy locations, and we had maybe half of the locations that we have now. And we were involved with the walk in Boston and Central Mass, and now in New Hampshire. So New Hampshire, we now have three locations, and we just recently did the walk in August for the New Hampshire locations. We came out and did chair massage. We do the same thing.
And it was awesome. We walked from Eversource into Northeast Delta Dental Stadium and got to go into the stadium. It was
a gorgeous day. Everybody was up for it. We had fun. We were so happy to be giving chair massage to the walkers, and it was a great event, and I can't wait to do it again next year. We do the same thing in Boston. We'll be doing that on the 27th of September. And in there's something I'm really excited about that I'm very much involved in, and it's a contest. You talked about 300,000 kids that have juvenile arthritis in the United States, and Massage Envy in New England has created a contest, and we are giving away 10 three-month memberships to 10 children and 10 memberships to their caretakers. And that will culminate at the Healing Hands. And what we're doing is at each location, there is a flyer that is being given out where a child will write a sentence saying how massage can help them, why they think massage will help them do more, be more active, and why they think that their caretaker deserves a three-month membership. We're just starting to get some of the traction from it. Yeah, it's great. And I'm so excited about it because it's something that is near and dear to my heart, having the wellness background and being very involved with the Arthritis Foundation in New England. This is a contest that I'm really passionate about.
Elisa, I think you need some more passion. just kidding. It's September 16th is coming right up.
Yep.
So do I need to make an appointment at your Nashua location?
You could if there was still an appointment available, but no, we recommend that you call ahead.
And what's that number?
You have to look up for your local. My number is 603-598-4400.
Right. So
Nashua.
Right. So if I'm in the New Hampshire area, that's the number I would call. And where are you located in Nashua?
At the Pheasant Lane Mall.
Oh, okay. So everybody can find you.
Yes.
That's pretty easy.
Right next to Target.
Perfect. Target. That's good.
Yeah. But there's also a location in Manchester under the DMV. And there's a location in Seabrook at the Walmart. I don't know what the name of the plaza is, but it's where the new Walmart is.
Perfect. So it must be pretty booked though on September 16th.
Does get pretty booked. So I would, but you know, probably by that right now between the 12th and 13th, there'll still be some appointments available.
Okay, give us the Nashua phone number again.
603-598-4400.
Perfect. Now, let's switch gears a tad. So just generically about Massage Envy, your spa in Nashua, how obviously people with arthritis, as you mentioned, are utilizing it. And you'd mentioned that 300,000 children nationally. I think people don't realize, you know, that. And, of course, many, many adults have various forms of it and sometimes are afraid to even talk about it because mm-hmm. they don't want their employer to think that, oh, I can't do the job mm-hmm. or this is just... You know, just getting old. So we're really trying to get that out in the, you know, in the forefront. But in general, I mean, is a good massage, it's going to increase your energy? And what are some of the other
benefits? Well, aside from the normal things that for everybody that it does, for people with arthritis, it can help manage their pain. So it helps them to move, which also helps them to take care, you know, that movement helps arthritis. I think that people don't realize the health and wellness benefits of massage. It helps, you know, it enhances your workouts. You're a runner. It enhances, you should be getting
Absolutely.
Regular massage.
I do. Trust me.
You should be getting regular massage. So it helps people move better. It helps lower your blood pressure. It helps lower your blood sugar. There's a large amount of things that
for a healthier lifestyle.
Yes, for a healthier lifestyle that people don't realize. And it's just like people don't realize, I think also what was running through my head is people don't realize all the forms of arthritis. You know, it's not just the old people's disease. I mean, I don't think people realize that lupus, elders syndrome, there's a lot of syndromes and things that encompass rheumatoid arthritis that encompass what massage is good for.
Exactly. And I can assure you, I mean, all the running I've done, I mean, I've done close to 70 races this year, and I'm also starting to get into boxing and so forth. And without massage, I definitely wouldn't be doing it. Now, do you have early and late night appointments? Because I know people, when I talk to people about massage, they say, well, I work all day and I can't get to the massage place. So what are your hours in Nashua?
Yeah, well, in Nashua, we're open 94 hours. So
okay. You're not there the whole time, are you?
No. But typically, Massage Envy's are open 90 hours a week. I'll just speak for Nashua, New Hampshire. So 8 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night, Monday through Saturday. And on Sundays, we're open 10 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night. So it gives people plenty of opportunity, whatever their lifestyle is, whatever their commitments are, we always have appointments available for them.
In fact, your tagline is, Massage Envy is dedicated to providing professional and affordable therapeutic massage and facial services to consumers with busy lifestyles at convenient times. So there are no excuses, right?
Absolutely none. And I assure you that if you come to us on Healing Hands Day, you know, giving would never feel so good. So I definitely would encourage people to come for Healing Hands, but anytime. It is something that they should put into their lifestyle in order to help with their health and wellness.
And again, that's coming up right here in a few days on September 16th. And any $10 of every visit is going to the Arthritis Foundation.
Every $10 of every hour service.
That's terrific. And I must say, being a member of the Leadership Council and going to most of the events, the walk that Elise mentioned in August here in Manchester, and then I know as well when we have the Jingle Bell runs coming up in late November and early December. And by the way, they're in Concord, Portsmouth, and in Freeport, Maine. You have folks there at all times.
Oh yeah, we can't wait. It's something that our runners. We have massage therapists that are runners, so they'll be participating. And in fact, we just had just not long ago the Falmouth Road Race.
Exactly.
We had someone from our New Hampshire location run from Nashua, and someone from our Cambridge location running, and we raised money for the Joints in Motion, which is part of the Arthritis Foundation. So that was a blast, and we're going to do the same thing with the Jingle Bell runs. We love it. We love being involved.
And I can assure the listening audience how committed they are because, you know, these events just don't occur. You know, for example, just a couple of weeks ago, we had the Leadership Council meeting, and we're already planning for the Jingle Bell runs. And it's just terrific, and it's always great to see Elise at these meetings and both the national partnership and the local partnership. So we've got about 30 seconds. So one final word from you, Elise, your location and phone number, if you want.
It's we're located at 310 Daniel Webster Highway, which is in the Pheasant Lane Mall next to Target. The telephone number is 603-598-4400, and we'd love to see you there at Healing Hands on September 16th.
Perfect. Elise Pashigan, we're lucky to have you in New Hampshire. You're a great CEO. Glad that all the locations are going so well. And I will see you maybe on September 16th, but certainly at the Jingle Bell Runs. And we'll have to have you back.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Tom.
And thank you for both the local and national partnership. It means a lot to the Arthritis Foundation. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.